This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A farm in Weld County will euthanize its entire flock of nearly 1.4 million chickens after reporting an outbreak of the highly contagious avian flu. Agriculture officials have now established a quarantine zone in the county to stop the disease from spreading, which means poultry products won't be allowed out of the area for the foreseeable future. The Sparbow Hudson Farm says it must temporarily lay off 95 workers. This is the fourth outbreak of the flu confirmed in Colorado. Voters will decide this fall whether all Colorado children should get free lunch at school. Lawmakers agreed to put the question on the ballot. Democratic Senator Rhonda Field says too many families that don't qualify for free or reduced price lunches still struggle to buy food.
Just like a child needs books, they also need to be fed. Because if you're hungry, you can't learn.
School lunches have been free for all kids in Colorado for the past 2 years thanks to a pandemic federal program, but that expires soon. If voters approve the program, it will be paid for by taxes on people earning more than $300,000 a year. The Colorado Avalanche are moving on to the second round of the NHL playoffs after beating the Nashville Predators last night 5-3. It only took the Avs 4 games to sweep this series despite losing their starting goalie to an injury. They'll face either the Minnesota Wild or the St. Louis Blues starting next week. That series is currently tied at 2 games apiece. In Denver, it's 72 degrees and mostly sunny. In Grand Junction, it's 81 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.